on. Welcome to the Big Guns Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay, welcoming you back. Well, the playoffs are about four games away right now, and what teams are starting to do is get into that conservative mode, where some of these teams are putting it all on the table because they have to. So where do each team stand, and what do they need to do to get over the hump is the question. So I thought I would take a moment to just talk a little bit about what the barometer is for some of these teams and do they have a chance or not. You look at the AFC East, and of course, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, you're biting your nails and you're breathing a little bit heavy because, again, you had such a promising start to your season, and then the run game was a mess. Now the offensive line's a mess. Your interior run game is a mess. You lost Tre'Davious White for the year. You have some trust issues with Isaiah Mack. Josh Allen getting beat up. And it's really hard if you're a Buffalo Bills fan. You went through 20-plus years of just getting your ass kicked. And for you, last year, you come out of it. You get to the championship. You came steps away from getting to the Super Bowl again. And everybody was like, wow, this team has turned a corner. This team is awesome. And then they're fighting for their playoff lives. They're having some trouble. The Patriots. What can I say about the New England Patriots that hasn't already been said? You know, there was a lot of talk about Tom Brady being the straw that stirs the drink. And without them, Bill Belichick's team was not going to be able to operate at a high level. Well, we see that Bill Belichick has proved the naysayers wrong. They are in the division lead. They are in command. Their team is complete. Mac Jones, again, maybe not putting up elite fantasy numbers, but who cares? As Bill Belichick would say, I don't care about your fantasy team. He is putting together a phenomenal franchise. Defensively, offensively, situationally, this team has got it going on. In another 2 weeks, the Buffalo Bills have another chance to unthrone them again. And it's a game that they must win. The Buffalo Bills have to win this game in Foxborough in December. Yikes. Think about it this way. The Mac Jones situation of him throwing the ball three times in a windstorm kind of accurately depicted basically situational football in Bill Belichick's eyes. He knows what was needed in that game. He knew the exact way to handle that game, and he did. The Bills, I go back to the coaching and how Sean McDermott is coaching scared and how Leslie Frazier and Brian Daboll are coaching scared. And they have to change that. And I don't know at 13, 14 weeks into the season if that's something that's attainable. I don't know if they can change that. But it's a two-legged race, or is it? Well, the Miami Dolphins are making a play, a late-season play. They're at 6-7 right now. Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Waddle playing at a high level right now. They are starting to look good. And we heard Deshaun Watson's name being talked about, Tua being kicked out, and everybody was like, oh my God, this guy's not good. I'm not a Tua fan, but I'm starting to respect the fact that Tua is starting to put some games together. He's starting to get some cohesion with his team. And again, this team defensively has always had a little bit of an edge to them. Again, the way the Bills handled them this season, I really thought they were in a lot of trouble. But again, they have put together a good amount of games, and they are in the hunt. They are in the hunt category, and they are there. So again, time will tell. The Jets, Robert Saleh, I don't even know. This guy, I feel bad for the Jets. I really do feel for the Jets. Faithful, being a Bills fan, of having 20 years of the Patriots just running us down, the Jets franchise is a dumpster fire. And Zach Wilson, I don't think he's the guy. I'll be honest with you. You know, he wears that headband really good, but he looks like my nephew. And nothing wrong with that. But does he look like a gritty quarterback that's going to be back there and be able to handle the rigor of the NFL? I just don't think so. They need a lot. So, again, another year of disappointments for the New York Jets. Do I think the Patriots are going to win the division? The Bills have a pretty favorable schedule outside of playing the Patriots. They play the Falcons, the Panthers, and the Jets. all games that are must-win games. But the Patriots game in Foxborough in December is a must-win game as well. And I don't know if they can do this. Now, hopefully the elements are not part of this, because I don't want to hear about cold weather. I don't want to hear about snow, because both of these teams play in these elements. So, do I think the Bills can win? Absolutely. Do I think the Bills will play with a chip on their shoulder? Exactly. But I also thought the Bills were going to play with a chip on their shoulder this past week. And I really thought that they were going to give the Buccaneers a beatdown. Now, they made it a game, but it was such a dysfunctional situation. And I'm not going to get into that. We are on to Carolina. But the Bills have to win. And again, they can't go into the game not running the ball in the first half. They have to establish the run. They have to make some smart personnel decisions. On fourth and two, fourth and one, you got to go for it. You just got to go. Bills fans and people in the National Football League will commend you for making the decision to go for it. They don't care if you punt. Put away the metrics and the statistics. Stop trying to be politically correct. Stop coaching like a wuss. Okay, get in there, get busy, get dirty. You have a quarterback, if healthy, and that's a big if, into this week. You put him in harm's way by 400 yards of offense. 400 yards of offense, and you just beat him down. You have nobody to blame but yourself, Sean McDermott, Brian Daboll. So, do I think the Patriots can win this division? Sure. It's a two-legged race, and it's up to the Bills to do this. But again, the tiebreaker right now belongs to the Patriots. So we'll see what happens. My guess is that the Patriots take this division and the Bills sneak in as a wild card team. That's my prediction. I know it's not a happy one, but it's true. In the AFC West, you want to think that the Kansas City Chiefs are running away with it, but the Kansas City Chiefs ran into some hard times early in the year. Now, if you look at their win streaks, the Kansas City Chiefs are just doing it. Six-game win streak right now, and they are laying waste to teams in the National Football League, rightfully so. And we expected that from this team. We really expected Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid to put together this plan, and they are. So if there's a time to catch fire in the National Football League, it's now. Would you agree? Yeah, you would. The Chargers are playing pretty good football right now. They're 8-5. And the choke Chargers, are they going to choke? Justin Herbert's a damn good quarterback. And make no mistake about it, Austin Eckler's a good running back. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are good wide receivers. This team has to put all the pieces of the puzzle in their organization together. It's almost like the Bills. You got a phenomenal quarterback. And you have pieces that if you put together in the right scenario, you're going to win. Do I think the Chargers have enough in the tank to beat the Chiefs? The answer is no. Because the inconsistencies, the up and down roller coaster game that you see from the Chargers makes me worry. The Broncos, after a phenomenal start, ran into a slump and they're starting to pick up again and starting to play well. But again, do I think the Broncos have the consistency to beat the Chiefs? The answer is no. And the Raiders, again, a hot start. All kinds of controversy and issues. This team having flashes of brilliance as well. A very strong division. But again, the Raiders, I don't trust them as well. Chiefs are going to take this division, and rightfully so. In the AFC North, this makes my head hurt. The Ravens are at 8-5, and how they're at 8-5 is Lamar Jackson. And he got hurt. He got carted off. Brent Hundley, you know, serviceable to say the least. You know, he did good, but they weren't able to win. Okay. And the Cleveland Browns won, which made it interesting. And when you look at that and you look at the way that the Browns won, the Browns are at 7-6, the Bengals are at 7-6, even the Steelers are at 6-6. So it's anybody's division, if you will. And if Lamar Jackson is out for a week or two, look out. This division is wide open, and the Cleveland Browns want to win. Baker Mayfield needs to win. He has to prove to everybody that he is the franchise quarterback. He hasn't made any monster statements. He has played good. But good doesn't get you to the Super Bowl. Great does. So again, all the pieces of the puzzle for the Cleveland Browns have to be played, and it has to work for them. Will it? I don't know. I really don't know. The Bengals, offensively, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Mixon, you know, and Joe Burrow is an awesome combination if healthy, and again, playing at a good level. But again, the Bengals are very volatile as well. You're an up and down team, and that's not going to do it. The Bengals have to catch fire, and they have to catch fire for the last four games. They have to go into this balls out. That's really what they got to do. Who do I think is going to win this division? You know, it's anybody's guess. I think injuries play a major portion in how this is going to work. And the Cleveland Browns seem like the most grounded team right now. And if they can stay as healthy as they can, I think the Browns could win this division. Because I think Lamar Jackson's hurt enough where putting this team on his back, just like the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen, is not sustainable. It's not a healthy combination. You can't have your guy doing everything. And Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are two quarterbacks that are doing everything. And it's commendable. But you need to put a lot of players around them. And again, to the Ravens' defense, they were hammered by injuries. Hammered. And somehow Harbaugh and company made it work. So kudos to the Ravens organization for that. But I think it's just getting too long in the tooth for them on that front. And the Bengals and Joe Mixon will look at that situation to see. Because again, without Joe Mixon, I think the Bengals will be dead in the water, because then they just become a pure passing team. And I just don't think Joe Burrow is ready for that. And the Steelers, they're like a bad nickel. They just kind of hang around. They're kind of in the mix. Mike Tomlin just wins. He does stuff. And this team has got all kinds of players, from Najee Harris, Deontay Johnson, you know, and they do okay with what they have. So don't count them out as well. It's going to be a great December. AFC South, 9-4 Titans. With King Henry, this team runs away with this. Literally. But King Henry's out. Dante Foreman's in. And again, Dante Foreman, you know, serviceable. Mike Vrabel running a good team. Tannehill, a good quarterback. Again, is he great? No. But he's better than good, and he's not as great. He's kind of in the middle. He's a guy who I think has hit his ceiling. I really do. It's one of those things. But I think that what a lot of people don't say is, like a Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson that do it all, you don't need a quarterback that's going to throw 350 yards and rush for 100 yards. You don't. And teams are doing it. Just ask Mac Jones. I mean, sure, he's thrown a 300-yard game or so, but doesn't have to. He could throw a buck 28 and a touchdown. It's a total team effort. You don't need the dominant passing game without a running game. You need a little bit of each. Because again, that's what keeps defenses honest. A running game that allows the defense to lean in and pitch in and say, hey, that's what you want. That's what you need. You need to have those pieces. If you're a passer, defenses go in playing the pass. They just say, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play this nickel defense and we're going to run them. Okay, and keep them at bay. We're going to force them to run the ball. So Dante Foreman being in the backfield isn't a deal breaker, because you got pieces of a puzzle that are good, and Mike Vrabel will definitely keep them in this. But wait, the Colts. Now, it's a two-legged race, and certainly the Colts are catching fire right now. They are looking very, very good. Coming off a bye, they got a nice win. And getting healthy at this point of the season, very late for a bye, but very good. Carson Wentz, you know, I said the change of venue for him going to the Colts would be a good thing, and it has. Frank Reich is a good quarterback, or a good coach, excuse me. And he knows how to get the most out of his players. Jonathan Taylor, yeah, JT running wild. He's laying waste to people in the backfield, and that running game is so powerful. And he can catch from the backfield as well. But that running game is so powerful that the pass is sustainable. the A.J. Browns and the Julio Jones when healthy, and anybody else that's back there, have the ability to have not as much coverage. You got to garnish. You got to take that run. You got to take that into account. You got to know that Jonathan Taylor is going to come out of that backfield. So if you play the pass, you're going to get scorched by the run. You play the run, you're going to get scorched by the pass. So the Colts have got a good thing going. And their defense is balling out. They decimated the Buffalo Bills. They decimated them. They crushed them. Jonathan Taylor killed them. Patriots at the Colts, Saturday, 8 p.m. Be in the chair watching that game, because that could very well be huge. And I'm rooting for the Colts, because I certainly want the Patriots to take it on the chin, and I think the Colts have enough in them. But again, you got Frank Reich versus Bill Belichick, two savants. And I'll tell you, for those of you who think Frank Reich was just a backup quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, no. He reminds me of Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood was a phenomenal actor, but even a better producer. And I think that's exactly what Frank Reich is. He was a great backup quarterback, but he's a phenomenal coach. And the team will run through a wall for him, and I really think that this team is poised to get in. And if they get in a wild card situation, it's okay. Because again, the clock restarts. It's 0-0. There's no wins, there's no losses. You're in the playoffs. So you can build on there. And right now, this team with Jonathan Taylor and Carson Wentz playing well, and this team really getting it done, Michael Pittman playing like a number one, good stuff. Very good stuff. Texans and the Jaguars, I'm not going to waste any time on it, because their franchise is in a lot of trouble. And, you know, that's painfully obvious for anybody that's out there. You look at the NFC East. Cowboys are at 9-4. Closest team is the Washington football team and the Philadelphia Eagles at 6-7. It's the Cowboys' division to lose. But we see the Cowboys do Cowboys things. You got Tony Pollard, you got Zeke Elliott, you got Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, Dalton Schultz. And you're still not putting it together. Micah Parsons, I mean, rookie of the year, defensively. Is Dak Prescott the franchise guy? Is he the guy? Now, you hear people go and die on the hill saying Dak Prescott's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And then you hear people saying, I don't know. No question that Dak Prescott's a good guy. Good guys finish last. If the Redskins, or the Washington football team, excuse me, or the Eagles, and again, they can get involved. They can have that late season run. There's enough time for this division to be taken. So it's the Cowboys have a three-game edge. So they just have to fend off these teams. But the Washington football team is doing okay. And again, they took a loss this week, a loss that they needed to win, and they didn't. Tyler Heinicke, we don't know what we get in Tyler Heinicke. Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, Fitzmagic is dead right now. Giants figuring out what they need to do. Joe Judge and company, a lot of work. So, again, I think it's the Cowboys. The NFC West. The Arizona Cardinals and the Rams are very, very close. The Rams just beat the Cardinals. That's a big game. It's a huge game. It could be an NFC championship game. 49ers are at 7-6. They're not out of it. Seahawks are out of it. And the 49ers are going to fall short. And if they limp into the wild card spot, maybe. But I just don't think they will. Because the Rams and the Cardinals, both of those teams are going in. So one's taking the division, one is taking the wild card. Okay, mark those words. James Conner, Chase Edmonds, great 1-2 combination. You look at the Rams. They have pieced together after Cam Akers went down with a season-ending injury at the beginning of the season. They have made it work with Henderson and company. The Rams are a good team. They beat the Cardinals. The Cardinals are a complete franchise. When Kyler Murray went down, this team continued to win. Matthew Stafford, the change of venue, him being on the Rams is a good thing. Cooper Kupp, damn, he's good. He is good. You know, everybody's like, oh, Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp are the same. Cooper Kupp is on another level. His cup runneth over. Yeah, see what it did right there? It runneth over. So it'll be interesting to see how both of those teams, and who do I think is going to win that division? I don't know. I think the Rams have a little bit more defense. And I really think that it's dialed up in such a way. Again, it could be anybody's team. How about the Packers? NFC North. And again, they've got this division. Okay? Closest team is 6-7. They're 10-3. And you could talk about his toe. I'm not going to talk about it. Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon. A.J. Dillon is a story in itself, and a lot of people are going to be looking at that because Aaron Jones was the showpiece, but I've seen a lot from A.J. Dillon, and I really think that he is a monster. Packers wanted to win this division. Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers wanted to go out on top. They said it was their last dance. Now he's kind of talking in code and saying, it might not be the last time I play the Vikings as a Packer. He said things. Playing at a high level is Aaron Rodgers, no question about it. And you look at some of the top teams, and you look at their quarterbacks, and Kyler Murray, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, wow, Tom Brady. That's the reason why things are the way they are. Kirk Cousins and the Vikings have had opportunities to be in the conversation, and I thought about it early in the season. I figured that they would. But Kirk Cousins goes from good quarterback to great quarterback? No, he's just a better than good quarterback. But again, the ability to get things done when it matters most, he falls short. Dalvin Cook, inconsistency. Andrew Madison, eh. The Bears are a mess. The Lions, poor Lions. You know, you feel bad for Dan Campbell and the Lions. You just have to. Because they're playing with heart. They just fall short. Glad they got a win. They got off the zero schneid, but, you know. You look right now, the Buccaneers. And again, it's the Buccaneers. Tom Brady playing at a high level. And we've heard this a million, billion, trillion times. Tom Brady's good. No kidding. Bruce Arians. You know, you got Godwin. You got Evans. You got Gronk. You got Fournette. And you got a really good defense. Buccaneers, Packers look really, really good. But you got the Rams, you got the Cardinals, and you got the Cowboys. So again, the NFC is shaping up to be beautiful. Beautiful. I think the Cowboys fall off. Okay. And again, the other teams, you just don't know. Because again, the way that they are playing right now is at such a high level. Now, the Buccaneers have lost some games, some suspect games that are like, made you scratch your head. The Rams have lost some games that made you scratch your head. The Cowboys have lost some games that made you scratch your head. The Cardinals, they've pretty much done what they said they were going to do and then some. Kyler Murray has played at a high level. When he was injured, the team still won and played at a high level. James Conner, who they got for peanuts, has played at a high level. You got a running back like Connor and Edmonds, and then you throw a little bit of Kyler Murray in there. You have an explosive running attack. And then you got A.J. Green, D-Hop, Christian Kirk, Zach Ertz. Oh, my. Oh, my. I think the Cardinals are going to win this division. Okay? I think the Bucs win the division, and the Packers win the division, and the Cowboys win the division. I think the Rams get in as a wild card. And again, it's anybody's guess. I think the 49ers could kind of get into that mix as well. But again, at this point of the season, you have to have your offense figured out. You have to have all the pieces in place. The Buffalo Bills right now, if I go back to them, because, you know, that's what we do. The Buffalo Bills are trying to figure out their identity. You can't figure out your identity right now when you're 14 weeks into the season. And that's what concerns me the most. We could talk about the refs making BS calls, which they did. Blatant BS calls. But you shouldn't have been in that situation. You shouldn't have been down by 3 touchdowns. You shouldn't have to do fake punts with Matt Breida on a 4th and 2, okay? Because you don't have an identity. You didn't run a running back in the first half. We talk about it on this podcast a lot. You got to develop the run to develop the pass. And people tell me all the time, it's a passing league. And I'm like, I get that. I totally get that. But if you're a passing team, you at least have to show that you have the ability to run the ball on any given down. Because that makes the defense lean in. That makes the defense keep honest. Now, if I'm looking, I'm a defensive coordinator against the Buffalo Bills, I'm going to play them 70-30 or more, or maybe even 80-20, because I know their run game is abysmal. I know their offensive line is abysmal. And defensive coordinators know that their offensive line is abysmal because they are blitzing the crap out of Josh Allen, and the pocket is folding like a cheap suit. The reason why he has a walking boot on today and he might not play next Sunday is because the offensive line can't hold the line for him, making him run outside of the pocket and put himself in harm's way. And for the coach and Dable and anybody else to say that, you know, he's got heart. Sure he does. How about the rest of the damn team? Why I'm concerned that I think the Buffalo Bills are going to fall short? Do I think they're going to beat the Packers? Nope. Bucks? We've seen that they couldn't. Almost, but almost doesn't count. Cowboys? Sure. The Bills can't be figuring it out in week 14. Okay, so if you think that we're going to go on this 4-game tear and get into the playoffs, we got to figure it out. We had to figure it out yesterday, to be honest with you. And I don't know if we did. And I don't believe in this coaching staff. And you can talk about Dable and Frazier getting head coaching jobs. Bye-bye, Felicia. Get out of my team. Because you know what? There's just some silly things that go on. There's some things that make you scratch your head. And I always talk about conspiracy theories, and my friends always bust my balls about it. And they're like, you know, why? You're always on that. The reason why I'm deep 6'9", and I'm always like, whoa, the NFL is fixed. Because some things, you watch the football game and you grab your face and you're like, why the flip did they do that? Were they told to do it? Did somebody whisper in their headset and say, oh, by the way, throw it out of bounds. Take the sack. You know, Vegas called. They got to meet their numbers. The over-under is here, and you got to make sure you're over. You got to watch the game and open your eyes. The referees should get their eyesight checked, but I think the National Football League should get their eye checked. Because when somebody, like we've seen millions of times this season, a referee is looking exactly at the play, and he calls something contrarian to what he's seen. It's like politics. Don't trust what you see, believe what you hear. What? The referees are told to do something. You have instant replay, you have drone video, you have announced, there's so many eyes on this. Just listen to the crowd, and the crowd will tell you if it's a good call or a bad call. So, again, teams have to figure it out. Who do I think is going to be in the Super Bowl? Again, Packers really, really look good. The Cardinals. And, you know, but it's too close to call right now. And I think that these next 4 games are really going to cauterize what the NFL does. So we have to really pay close attention. And the next podcast, we'll talk about the last 4 games and how do each one of these teams stack up and what how they look going into the playoffs. We'll also touch base on a little bit of the injury front to see if that's going to make any difference. That's all the time I have for now. Hopefully you like what you heard. Talk to you soon.